Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Eric Paslay in today. Also, we'll do the dance party. Hey, Megan in South Carolina.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning. You like the dance party or no?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, so Friday mornings, my kiddos who hate mornings get up and start dancing, and they are ready to go. We have to have a dance party before we leave.
I love that. What kind of music do you like the most on the dance party? Because, you know, I often flip formats.
So last Friday, my 2-year-old heard Shake It Off and popped up out the bed real quick. Yeah. I like everything. You know, I love country, but I'll listen to just about anything. But, you know, I'm an 80s baby, so I'd say 90s. Late 90s is probably where it's at. Get some going, but I listen to everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You're pretty normal. I mean, you know, there's this thing called a format, and I get it, but I'm not a big believer that everybody only listens to one kind of music. So I appreciate the call. And tell your kids I say good morning, and we'll get something going for them good, okay?
Absolutely. And hey, Bobby, today's my birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday, Megan. What's the big plan
Thank
for today?
You so much. Work. I'm going to work.
Nothing says birthday like that.
Yeah.
A good day of hard work, Megan.
Thank you.
Hope you get a cupcake or something. Happy birthday from all of us.
Thank you.
All right,
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that coming up. Dance party coming up. Appreciate you, by the way.
You.
And Eric Paslay. Today be a good day.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy in Idaho, he's trying to raise $1,500 by running for 48 hours straight. Is that even possible? Blessing plans to use the proceeds that he raises from the race to help two schools in Idaho so they can install a buddy bench. The bench is intended for children who might be in a situation that if they're lonely, they go sit on the bench and other kids see it and they go sit with them and maybe they're not lonely anymore. So far, he's raised $1,300 of his goal. I'm just going to say this. First of all, that's crazy and awesome, but for 48 hours, you better be getting more than $1,500.
Yeah.
And I think because it's a news story, that'll be happening too. So shout out to this guy in Idaho making a difference. I see you, Ben Blessing. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in San Antonio. Fire crews rescued an 18-year-old high school student who got stuck in a cave during a field trip. She was trapped more than 10 hours in a very narrow area called the hole in the floor. Luckily, rescuers chipped away at the rock and got to her. In other news, the U.S. has issued a travel warning for the popular Mexican tourist city Playa del Carmen. There have been security threats, so there's definitely a threat there. Do not go for spring break. And finally, March Madness is right around the corner. Sunday is Selection Sunday. They're going to reveal the 68 teams that have made the bracket.
Lee in Pittsburgh is on now. Lee.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I'm so excited. I was calling because when I turned 31 last year, I turned 30 last year and I was a little nervous. So to make it a little bit more fun, I decided that I was going to do 30 new things and things that I wouldn't normally do or try. And I am turning 31 on Sunday and I still have 5 more things. So I was able to get on and I'm crossing 2 things off the list. I'm on the radio and I'm talking to a celebrity.
Hey!
Yay!
Both of those. Well, you're on the radio for sure. You know, I like to consider myself more regionally known in certain rural areas than being a celebrity, but whatever makes
you. No way. I count it.
You're slack. Hey, I'm coming to Pittsburgh. You going to come?
I would, except we're actually moving, so I won't be in the area when you're coming.
Man, you should come back. It's going to be that awesome. I'm going to do my stand-up show in Pittsburgh. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come. Where are you moving to, Lee?
We're moving to Austin.
Oh, you're going to love it there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
You know,
I'm pretty excited.
Jealous.
I mean, Amy, born and raised there, so was Lunchbox. I lived there for 13 years. Yeah. Goodbye, winter. Goodbye, winter, my old friend. Yeah. You're gonna love it. And glad you could fit this call in, Lee. Thanks for calling us this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys so much.
Man. Oh, and here for your birthday, I give you an official. I appreciate
you.
Appreciate you. Thank
Yay.
You. Bye, Lee.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. An elementary school in Denver implemented. Oh, I saw this on the news. They were doing yoga for detention instead of detention.
What?
Oh.
In elementary school?
Yeah, when I was there, I saw it on the news. So instead of sitting at a desk, disruptive and disobedient students attend a yoga class that's usually 30 minutes to an hour. they're seeing positive results from students.
I believe that.
They had a reporter doing it live, and all the kids were like, what's happening? Oh, the troublemaker kids? They were like, okay, downward dog. And they were like, man, what is this?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, especially if you don't have to do homework.
Yeah.
That's forward thinking of that school. I think more schools need to get on board.
Yeah, we'll see if it works first. I would say don't all get on board until we find out if there's a reason to.
Oh, well, they do it at my kid's school for, and they're at a special school with kids that have experienced trauma or anything that, you know.
These are just test cheaters.
This is detention.
Yeah.
I know,
it's
punishment.
Yeah.
I get it, but I think it can calm you.
Yeah. I'd rather do that and go to jail.
Let's do it for adults.
Too.
They're acting up because they don't know.
Grand larceny, I sentenced you to 14 yoga sessions at Hot Yoga Plus.
Okay,
Your Honor. Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for the positivity. A little tell me something good now.
Tell me something good.
There's a couple named Alex and Priscilla. They just got married, and they said, hey, listen, we're fortunate. We had the money to get married. They paid for 10 other couples to get married and paid for their weddings. The lucky beneficiary exchanged vows, and all in $46,000, they paid for these other couples to get married. They said, hey, we had people pay for our wedding. We have some money. We want to help out. So they did. So every year they're going to do this, apparently.
What?
Until they go broke.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, it's nice. That's nice. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Meter maids, everybody's mad when you see them. Oh, I didn't pay the meter, and they write you a ticket. Well, this meter maid is a hero. She's out on her job giving out tickets for people, and she looks and she sees a 3-year-old girl climbing out the 5th-story window of an apartment. She runs underneath, and she catches the 3-year-old as the 3-year-old falls. Yeah.
I saw that.
That's crazy.
She says, hey, I guess softball paid off.
Wow.
I mean, but a hero, I can catch a baby from 5 stories.
No, we tried.
She's
like
a
that.
Hero.
You tried to catch
life.
A baby from 3 stories and you dropped the baby doll.
I review the tape.
We have many times. Amy?
So there's this waitress at a Waffle House. She's only 18 years old. She works there to save up for college. And there's this elderly man that comes in for a meal. He recently got out of the hospital and couldn't cut up his food. So she sat down and cut up his food for him, and there's a photo of it. It's totally gone viral, and now the mayor of the town is honoring her.
I saw it on Reddit, like, right when it happened, because a Redditor posted it, and they told the story, because he came in with an oxygen tank, and he was like, hey, my arms aren't working, and she just, all she does is cut the meat up, and someone took the picture of it. She didn't know. He didn't know.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it was a thing.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
So really rich people are considering, and some are, getting young blood. Because doctors say that it's the fountain of youth, that if you're old and you get blood from someone between the ages of 18 and 34, that it, your longevity.
Yeah, heard that.
You know what they're paying? $285,000 a year for the year's blood.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it gets infused into their systems. To donate, I looked this up, it's only $750 a month that you get to donate blood.
Oh. If you're young, that's a good way to make some extra cash.
Yeah, but when they're paying $285,000 for it, somebody's making a lot of money in the middle.
Doesn't add up.
Like that middleman.
I wonder if you know when you're donating where your blood's going.
And how do you know they're not lying to you?
Yeah.
You're actually not getting Harold's blood from across the hall, who's also 100.
Exactly. I want to know it's coming from a brand new baby.
Dang, that's so important.
Wow.
Newborn blood.
Dang, Amy.
Well, for that much, I want to stay really young.
That's crazy. They really do this. There was an episode of Silicon Valley about this.
Yeah, I know.
And so I looked it up, and there are some startup companies in California that really do this.
So weird.
It's kind of sketch, though, because they do it in a way to avoid FDA regulations. But old people are taking young blood, and they're living longer lives, supposedly.
Supposedly.
I saw your boy Ari from The Bachelor still talking Lunchbox.
Yeah, he said he was going to lay low, but dude's everywhere.
Well, no, he has to contractually do press after the show.
Oh, I thought they were going to go on vacation and get away and just have time to themselves.
They may, but you have to contractually go do all the press as part of the contract. So, but what he said is he feels like he was edited badly in last weekend. And just generally, he's a good dude. He was edited badly.
He is a good dude. I don't understand what he did wrong. He proposed, he realized he made a mistake. People break up with people all the time and go back to their ex.
I agree with that too, and you're also put in this environment that's not normal. All of a sudden you're said, hey, here's, you know, 20 women, go to town.
Yeah, they're all hot.
And then you're supposed to pick one and stay with her after these, you know, 30-minute dream dates over a 4-week period. It's just not an environment that is great for long love. Right. And you got to make a decision right then. And you know, the producer like, propose to somebody. And he's like, I pick
that one.
The dark-haired one.
Here's a shot of tequila. Go propose.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't hate him for that. But here's the thing about editing and having done some reality stuff myself and having even produced a couple things is that you can't edit anything that didn't happen. So they can edit you. But if you don't give them the material, it doesn't even exist.
But you can take it from another place or another time.
Yeah, can it be out of context?
Yeah, but if you don't do it, like I'm telling you, there's a reality show that I've done a couple episodes for now that isn't out yet. It won't come out until later. And I am so careful about what I do to think, how can they take all this and put it in a different context?
Yeah. Huh.
So you can, that's not the announcement, by the way. Oh! I'm not leading into the announcement in any way. The big announcement's Monday at 8, 7 Central. Ooh, who's excited for this one? Lunchbox knows it. Mike D knows it. One listener knows it.
I don't care anymore.
Can we ask a question for sure?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask a question about Monday's big announcement.
Come on, Amy.
Go ahead.
How? Okay. Yes or no? It does this.
Thank you for asking, but I will not be answering. I will not be answering any questions.
That's so rude. That's so rude. I was trying to be carefully phrase my question.
You didn't really ask anything.
I'm not going to answer it, but go ahead.
Well, does it, like, you being on American Idol, that doesn't really directly affect us on the show, but, like, does this?
Yes. It does.
Oh.
Yes, it does. I'm done.
And it's
Lunchbox,
huge.
Lunchbox, you want to grab lunch after this?
What are y'all going to do? Figure out your what? Next.
Grab a few drinks.
You're weird.
Hang out.
It does.
Oh, you want
another. You're going to try to get him
I'll get it out
hammered.
Of him.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes,
Monday morning, big announcement. Monday morning.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alexandria, Virginia. A 30-year-old man was driving a stolen car. Police try to pull him over. He tries to run, fleeing, going through the neighborhood, comes to a dead end. It's like, oh no, I gotta jump out of the car. He doesn't put it in park. He jumps out, and as he's fleeing, he runs in front of the vehicle and gets run over by the car.
Oh, did he die?
No, he didn't die. He got arrested.
It's kind of a bonehead move, huh?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
He's probably like, feet don't fail me. Boom. Oh!
Great video.
He probably was under the influence of something.
Oh, yeah. They say he was drinking.
Yeah. Let's like, hey, most of them are. We don't need to say that. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, Carissa.
Hey.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning. So, first off, long time listener, first time caller.
Hey!
So, I know that this is a time of year where some people get real excited and some people really dread it. And I know one of those people that definitely gets excited this time of the year is Lunchbox.
Oh, are you talking about because tax has come back?
Tax time.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, hey, Lunchbox, have you filed for your taxes yet?
It's a good question.
No, I have not. I need to get my W-2 from work.
They sent it to us like a month ago.
Yeah, I have mine.
Oh, you guys do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came right in the email.
Oh, I'm going to get on that.
What happens is the last 5 years or so, Lunchbox comes in with some astronomical number of a refund. In the past, it's been $9,000, $10,000, even $11,000. Biggest refund you've got in the past 5 years?
I think it was $12,600.
I don't know how you get a refund that big, but if you are getting it, and it is legit, which I don't think it is, that means you're just paying that in anyway.
Whatever. That's the way you look at it. I look at it as payday.
Because it's called a refund.
Yeah, but things you write off are...
Gas money to work, to and from work, to and from work events. If I go to the movies, I write off all my movie tickets. If I write off my cable bill, I write off... I mean, if I buy a UFC fight, a pay-per-view, I write that off because that's part of...
What if we never talk about it?
I tweet about it.
Tweet... What about lottery tickets?
I can write those off because we talk about those.
See what I'm seeing, Chris? I just think eventually he goes to jail.
Well, that's why I was wondering, because it's obviously clearly a public topic for him. And it is quite amazing. I mean, I don't know anybody else who makes that much money in their taxes, but what are your plans this year with it?
It just depends what I get back. I got to look at the numbers, crunch some things, use my calculator, and who knows?
What are you feeling like this year will lead you to? You
know, a vacation. I think I deserve a vacation this year. A big vacation.
Like where?
I don't know.
You think you'll get over $10,000 back?
I feel like $10,000 is a good number this year.
Huh. Well, Carissa, thank you for calling. I'd forgotten that's how... I mean, I did mine. Mine's totally different because I have so many outside jobs that pay me and don't take taxes out of it.
So you have to pay.
So I have to... Well, I try to stay even.
Oh.
So meaning when I write the book and I get paid. They just give me a check, and then I don't. There's no taxes taken out of it.
Oh boy, see that would get
That's
confusing.
Stressful.
When I do stand up, I just get paid a check, and then I have to take the taxes out myself. I mean, I don't. Whoever does my money. So yeah, when it's tax time for me, I just try for it to be even, and it's not. It usually is one way or the other a little bit, but I'm not like Lunchbox where I go balling out of control tax time.
Yeah, you got to be smart like me. Get paid.
Yeah, if you're getting that much back, you're probably not even paying taxes, really. So that's bad. You're probably going to go to jail, dude, for sure.
How many, over the last 5 years, how much money do you think you've gotten back? Cumulative.
Ooh, right around 50 G's.
Ooh. That's hard time, right, Carissa?
I wouldn't mind some help with that lunchbox.
He's going to the big house. The first time he did it on the wrong tax form, too. He sent it in anyway.
It worked.
Carissa, hey, thank you for calling. As I like to say, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Bobby, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Charleston.
That's right. So I'll be in Charleston in about a month or so. I'm doing stand-up in Charleston. By the way, next weekend I'll be in Colorado Springs. I'm coming to Wichita Falls, Texas, which will be good. Yeah, we're just kind of hitting it all around. Albuquerque, Tampa. So thank you very much. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come out to a show. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. I bought your daughter a doll.
Yeah, an American Girl doll, to be specific.
Little did I know it was going to create such havoc.
Yeah, all the girls are into it, and everything's super expensive, so way to go.
Well, I bought her a doll, and I bought her some clothes and a hairbrush.
And a guitar.
What?
And all the outfits. Mm-hmm, yeah. And now she wants more.
Yeah, that's how it works,
yeah.
Uncle Bobby.
Because she sees other things, and she knows she has an American Girl doll, so she's like, Mom, I need the table and chairs that go with my American Girl doll so we can have tea time.
How does she know there's a table and chairs that exist?
Because all the other girls have them and they talk about it and she sees it. I mean, it's just, if she didn't have the doll, I don't know that she would really be concerned about whether or not her doll had a table and chairs because she doesn't have a doll.
I feel a little attacked right now.
No, it's not. No, but I don't think I would have introduced her to the American Girl doll. Yeah, maybe. Just like I'm not going to introduce her to the American Girl doll store because that just seems like a nightmare waiting to happen. I mean, I'm sure it's entertaining, but I don't know how parents get out of there without spending money that is just doesn't make sense for little kids. So I have sort of led her to believe that you are the person that somehow comes up with American Girl doll things. Like, you're the store is at your house. So she needs to talk to you.
Wait, so she just moved to America.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you've convinced her there's a store in my house.
Well, I just said you're going to have to talk to Uncle Bobby about that.
Okay, I'll just start buying her all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
No, guys, that's not how it works. Amy, that's not going to solve your problem.
It's not?
No.
If it's American Girl doll, it is. If he's the American Girl doll factory, it solves all my problems. Relating to American Girl doll.
And that's the way that you never have to buy her anything.
Yeah, and I don't have to actually take her to that store because the store, you are the store. You show up and like, man, this happens.
Okay.
Wow. And you know what? Some people have American Girl doll parties. So what we do is we just go over to Bobby's house.
Yeah, they have the parties at your house. There you go, Bones.
Enjoy that. I was getting myself into.
I mean, it's just so great because I feel like I'm just going to save so much money.
Okay.
That backfired on you big time.
I'm down for this early experiment.
Yeah.
But I can bring over, because I stopped bringing gifts.
Yeah.
Because you told me it was too much.
Yeah, and you don't have to bring stuff all the time. And no, I'm not saying we shower her with stuff. But occasionally, when the new American Girl doll treats come up,
guess
where they come from?
Only me.
The original American Girl doll creator, Bobby.
Yeah, this guy.
All right, thank you, I'm glad we can establish the rule. Now we know the rules, we can play the game.
And shoot, I hope she's not listening right now.
It's early.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah! Bobby Bones. Go over to Amy now for that skinny. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
It's Friday, so we got some movies out today. Gringo, A Wrinkle in Time, and Strangers Pray at Night.
This Wrinkle in Time is supposed to be big.
I know, and I think it only had 43% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which isn't that great.
What made me think that maybe it's not as big as the hype? Because listen, you have Oprah in it. You have Reese Witherspoon in it. Whenever they're doing that much press, I go, ooh.
Like they need help.
They're doing tons of press.
It's a Disney movie, huh?
It's a book. Yeah, but it's a book first. It may be Disney. I don't know. But I was watching a rerun of Big Bang Theory the other night. and they were reading A Wrinkle in Time on the show.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, that's how I know it's a book. Yeah, really. Yeah, what else, Sam?
Okay, so now on your Alexa, you can have Blake Shelton wake you up.
Dang, is it time for a drink yet? I mean, coffee? Time to get up, y'all.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, but I hadn't heard it before until now. I don't think I want that. I would be asleep and feel like a man is talking to me in my room. You go, what the? Grab my bat.
Telling me to drink? Coffee?
Who's in my house? Yeah. So how do you do that? You just tell it.
You say, hey, I want Blake Shelton to wake me up.
Who else? Are there any other options? I would want to go to Blake.
The only one I have audio of is Blake.
Why do you want? No, I was thinking like some. No.
Totally different? Oh, like that.
Hey, wake up. Don't be late for work.
We got to hunt, fish, and love every day. This is one of those days.
Who would you want? You'd probably want a girl.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Who? You could call
that. Maybe somebody British.
Kate.
Ooh.
Kate Beckinsale, probably? Yeah. There we go.
I just call her Kate.
A real-life human one. That'd be cool, too. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Eric Pasley. He's in the building. He's coming in just a second. But first, let's do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you guys hear about the fire at the circus?
No, I did not hear about the fire at the circus.
It was intense.
Funny.
Yeah, like a tent. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Eric Pasley.
Look who's back.
What up?
He's back in our lives.
My name's the sexy voice lady was like, Eric Pasley.
Yeah, you hear it again?
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Eric Pasley.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
I like how defined her is.
How you doing?
Sexy voice
she
lady.
She said it right. Yeah. The sexy voice lady.
Well, I guess it's over. All that Paisley stuff's over, huh? That was early in your career.
What, Paisley? No, Eric. I mean, it's tradition. You gotta, you know.
Like Eric Paisley, are you kin to Paisley? Ken. I say Ken.
Probably.
Wasn't that asked of you every time you went anywhere for the first couple
years? I mean, it's spelled different. It's said different.
Everything about it's different except.
But
looking back, there's all these those moments where you're like, it's. I love that Brad has the song, It's My Last Name, you know, which is like, thanks, man. You weren't me. But it's just kind of funny. It's just part of what it is. And we all have our little thing, you know.
What happened with your truck? Did it get hit?
I did, man. We live close to a place where people drop people off. And it's like, don't tell people where we live. But, yeah, someone sideswiped my truck, and she was really nice and left a note. No, it was just parked out in front of the house. And she left a note. It was really nice of her. And, yeah, I think it was like on one of her kids' like little drawings. So it was like I got art and a nice letter of call me.
Oh, that she left you a drawing too. And did they pay for it, insurance and everything?
Yeah, it's fabulous. My truck's all shiny and new. I can't wash it yet.
Same truck.
Yeah.
I had a list at one point of the five biggest trucks that had come to my house, and you were on the list. You're at number four, actually. I'm looking at the list now.
I got a bigger truck now, so
it
worked out.
Dirk's was at five. You were at four.
Cool.
But you were beat by Kip, who's his... way jacked up.
Yeah, that's
Preston from Low Cash.
That's up there.
And then Jaron Johnson from Cadillac 3 couldn't even park at my house.
Like, so big.
He had to go park down the road because it was so big.
Well, that's awesome and a bummer. But thank you for including me in the truck list.
Yeah, why do you need a big truck?
Because we carry stuff, man.
You do.
I love deals and we love renovating stuff. Natalie and I love doing it. She's hanging out. Hey, baby. And but the last Shout thing out. We're renovating a house, and the last thing we need is baseboard, right? I don't want to spend a dollar for baseboard. You know, maybe I would have to. I was waiting for months and months. It's like Craigslist, let go, find something. Bowling Green, baby, I got it for like 40 cents a foot. So we had to go pick up some baseboard. That's what trucks are for, man.
You do use the truck.
I do.
How about this? I'm gonna play your new song in a second, but here's this one here, in case you haven't. Been thinking about Eric Pasley for a bit. He dropped off the face of the earth for a while.
I did, man.
Yeah, here. I wanna be your Friday night sweet. It's the number one, huh?
Number one. That's for rocking. Yeah, baby.
How about this one here? She don't love you, she's just lonely. Getting nominated for Song of the Year for this
ACM
one, huh?
Song of the Year. That was special.
This guy. So he's been gone. I guess I've seen you a couple times, but even you've been... I was going to ask Eric to go hang out with me because my therapist said, hey, you should go and ask someone that you don't normally hang out with to go... And Eric and I have hung out socially, I mean, completely away from work before, but you've been just out of my life for a few months.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, what are you doing? It was tough for me, Aim, to...
I know what you're bringing up. It's what? Tough for me, man.
No, no. I just said, hey, what's going on Saturday night? And he's like, oh, man. I was like, okay, cool. And I felt like I got rejected for a date. And so that's where we...
It was awful, man. Okay, everybody. So this is why I'm a winner. So say you're hanging out and, one of the goats of all time on radio, because he's in the freaking Hall of Fame already. Good job, buddy. Asked you to go see The Greatest of All Time in person.
I said, hey, you want to go see Garth Brooks?
Hey, you want to go see Garth Brooks? And I'm like, no, man, I got to go work on the house. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's so lame.
I was a little hurt.
I'm lame, buddy.
I was a little hurt.
I won't be lame next time.
But I won't ask you again.
My goal is to hang. No, please ask me. Because
my therapist isn't making me anymore.
I talked to my therapist and they said, you need to go hang out with friends, man. You renovate crap too much and fix up things. Go hang out with friends. That's our goal this year. It's like, we've renovated like 3 houses in 2.5 years of being married. We love doing it. But it takes a lot of time. It's like, let's like hang out with friends.
Isn't that your 2018 goal?
Yes.
What, Natalie, is to renovate more houses?
No,
to hang out with friends. So invite them to renovate houses with us. So I'm sorry, man. I bet that was awesome.
There's no need to be sorry.
But we had just opened up for him in Atlanta, and it's like, I just saw it, man. It's awesome. I'm like, no, but I want to hang out with you. Anyway.
Wow. Another
Everyone on the other side of the speakers are like, why would you say no to that?
2020, we'll try it again.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right. I got it down.
Hey, your new song is good, though. Here it is.
Young Forever.
This is new Eric Pasley here, Young Forever. You wrote this with a couple guys I know, Chris Stefano.
Yeah.
And Morgan Evans.
Morgan Evans.
Who's got a song on it. On the radio now, blowing. Kelsey's husband.
Yeah. Kelsey Ballerini's. Kelsey is Morgan's wife.
Wait, what did I say?
I'm just saying ways.
Wait, so how'd you guys all, when did you write the song?
We wrote it just like, I don't know, right in December maybe? January?
So pretty recent.
Really recent for Nashville time. It's pretty soon. And we've written a couple songs and I went and recorded both of them. Both times it was like, hey, Morgan, so that song, man, it's pretty cool. Can I cut it? Because we're both recording songs right now.
Right. Were you both going, I wonder who's going to cut it, me or him?
Probably. Yeah. Because it's a really good song.
Is that an awkward thing when you write with another artist that often comes up? Like, who?
Not at all. It's awesome because it's like, we have more chances. Someone might actually hear this, And, but it was, I want the song to be heard the way it should be. I've had songs I've written that I didn't record, not because I didn't want to record them, just because it was set up already for someone else to do it.
Like,
and it
what
was
song?
Rocking. I mean, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, when I wrote that, I had just signed the record deal, and there it is. I say it, and it happens. But I remember going, hey, guys, the guys I was recording with, we probably should record that Barefoot song. Like, I played it last night, and people loved it. And they're like, Jake Owen's recording. I'm like, holy crap. And I'd never had a cut, I never had a song recorded. So it was like, roll with it. This is fabulous. And Eli Young Band, Natalie, my wife, had pitched it to him. They had it for a couple years after Will Hogue had put it out.
Even for Break Your Heart?
Yeah, I told Mike Eli, I was like, if you don't cut this, I'm cutting it. So go cut it.
So they cut it. Even Friday Night, which is your hit, Lady Antebellum cut it, and they never used it.
This tradition. It's, you got to share, man.
Mm, well, here's this Young Forever here. New from Eric Pasley.
Young Forever.
So what's the deal? You have a new record coming out this year?
Yeah.
Kind of?
I assume.
Yeah?
That's the goal, man. Yeah.
How much have you got cut yet?
We've cut almost all of it.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
There is one coming.
Oh, yeah.
Stop with your facetious ways.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a mysterious place when you sit between singles and records, and it's, All I know is I'm looking forward to sharing music with fans. It's like, I've starved them for like a few years. It's like, dear Lord, this needs to stop. Let's just feed fans, man.
You've starved me of friendship.
Stop. Oh, my goodness. What? So dramatic.
Excuse me, what?
Let's go get friendship lunch, man.
What? I'm going to play the song here. I'm going to play the whole song. Young Forever. I like it. I've been playing it. I put it on
a man, there's just a good vibe in the air. I don't know. I mean, I've had songs out on the radio, and you believe in all of them. You really, like, I've believed in all of them. But there's, you can't make up kind of what's floating around the room when you're hanging out in good vibes, and it just feels really cool right now. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. Amy, what's the farthest you've traveled to a concert?
Oh, with you and Eddie to go see Garth Brooks. We drove from Nashville to Little Rock.
Yeah, so 6 hours would be the furthest.
That's worth it, too.
It was amazing.
For sure worth it.
Every second of it.
Yeah. I'd do it again.
Well, I wouldn't, because I've been to that tour twice now.
Yeah, and you drove the whole time, Bones.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, but I'd do it again if it was, like, my first time, yeah.
You'd ride another 6 hours?
Yeah, that was good.
Lunchbox, furthest you ever drove for a concert?
Ooh, drove 4 hours to go see Tina Turner. The
thunder. And Lionel Richie was opening. You didn't know who he was, right?
No. That was in college. So that was in San Antonio. It was just a 20-minute drive. I drove to Houston from Austin and had to sit in traffic and took 4 hours to get there. And I saw her. And it was just Tina Turner the whole time. She did an hour and a half, took a 20-minute break, came back out for another hour and a half. Woo! Simply the best. Amazing.
See what he did there?
The show before, though, was on Lionel Richie.
Yeah, Lionel Richie. And Lionel Richie was so boring.
Don't know his songs.
Okay, well, he sat on the edge of the stage and sang, and he sat at the piano, and I was like, okay.
But that's what he does.
And all I could think was, get this old dude off the stage and get me some Tina Turner. The crowd, I was miserable.
The fact that Lunchbox loves Tina Turner is so weird. Funny. You know why, Eddie?
Why?
He got a Happy Meal when he was like 6 at McDonald's and had a Tina Turner tape in it.
Is that true?
So he listened to it all the way to Chicago, right?
And it was the greatest hits, and you could buy the tape for like $1.99 with the Happy Meal. Or the combo meal. My mom bought it, and we listened to it in our car all the way to Chicago to go see my grandparents. And I was like, this lady is amazing.
The Garth thing for me is 6 hours. I went and drove to Chris Rock about 4.5 hours last year because I wanted to see him in a big theater. And it's basically the special that's on Netflix now. And then I flew for no other reason to Minneapolis to watch John Mayer.
That's right.
Because I was touring every weekend. That was the one weekend I was off.
I remember that. In case you want to wash
your hair. That's probably the longest, but I did fly. And I got a hotel room. I love John Mayer. And I know that you probably found yourself some more somewhere. But I do not really care. Because as long as it is there, man, I still when feel I was like you're mad. Talking to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh.
You know, we were shooting
Idol.
You all
talked about John?
No, but the whole time I was thinking, like, what's John Mayer like?
And
like, you dated him.
You
the
love
shampoo, the shampoo.
Who you love.
Think that shampoo bottle.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Mike D, you're driving to see Childish Gambino, right?
Yeah.
Where?
In Atlanta.
Okay.
4 hours.
Are you going by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never traveled that far by myself. I went on vacations by myself.
So, yeah, shoot, yeah.
But I've never traveled to a concert by myself. Nobody will go with you?
I think so.
Oh, man.
When is it?
Why don't you put on the internet? I'm looking for someone to go to.
Put on the internet. He could die. He could die.
Will you do it?
No.
Do it. Yes, Amy, do it.
Okay.
Does it? Well, he's here over there.
Why
killing?
Are you so
like,
mad?
We need him to make. He wants to make friends. He meet a girl. Say, hey, I'll take you to the Gambino.
This just sounds like a Lifetime original movie gone wrong.
Mike D is like our punk rock producer. He dresses like he's in the Ramones and Green Day.
Yeah, spiky hair.
But he's always. Listen, coming from me, who also has nothing going on with my love life, you know, but I don't know. I don't. He's trying at least.
Yeah, maybe he'll meet someone there.
I don't know. It's tough.
A Childish Gambino?
No, just adding a place where people already go together.
Usually, you buy tickets like 2 tickets at a time. Yeah.
Why don't you volunteer, Mike? Because you'll meet people volunteering.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you have something in common.
Yeah.
So. Listen, I'm preaching to the choir. I got nothing going on myself.
Yeah, but you don't have time to volunteer.
No,
you're so busy.
I do things.
Yeah, you do things.
And I'm not meeting anybody. I already tried. But for him, I think it could work. It'd be good. All right. Well, good luck with that, Mike D. I feel bad for you. You're on the apps, right?
Yeah.
Bumblebee.
Good luck with that, man.
Thank you.
I got to get me one of those Bumblebee profiles. Amy, you going to set mine up for me?
Yeah, you want me to?
She's done it before, hasn't she?
Not for me.
Well, I tried to do It's Just Lunch and all that.
No, 7 years
match.
Ago. Amy signs me up for It's Just Lunch or some service.
But it's not. It's like thousands of dollars in lunch.
They call, we'd like to offer you a package. It costs $2,200. I'm like, for what? And then your friend signed you up for It's Just Lunch. Like, how much a lunch costs?
Oh, yeah.
What am I eating?
That's crazy. That's
a lot. It's not just lunch. It's lunch in my savings account.
Yeah, I apologize to Bobby for that one and for giving them his number.
They kept calling me, too. They were like, hey, it's Jimmy from It's Just Lunch.
They want your $2,000.
Yeah, stop calling me. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. What if you were getting proposed to and you find out that the guy that gave you that ring tried with someone else before with that same ring?
Oh, yeah. yeah, I'm gonna not like that, probably. I just need, he could trade it and take that money and go do something else, but no. Mm-mm. No, that was bought for somebody else. That wasn't bought for me.
Did Ari on The Bachelor get a different ring?
Oh, man, I don't know. I tried to tell, but they didn't really zoom in on it. It came from Neil Lane. They were both from Neil Lane. I know that.
Yeah, because Neil Lane paid The Bachelor all that money. Yeah. How awesome if he gave them both the same ring?
Yes. That would make this season even better.
There's also a story about a guy who his ex-girlfriend rejected him. So he has the ring and now he's giving it to another couple. Hmm. And if you're the girl and you're receiving that ring.
Well, that's okay. It's coming from somewhere else. Like, it's almost like
you
if you
like
go
it's
to
cursed?
A. No. No.
Ooh,
and that's
does it
not
have bad juju?
No. And that's not why I don't want the ring from, you know, the other proposal. It's juju. It said it wasn't for me and I'm with that same person. If it's coming from a totally different dude, that's okay. That's like if you go get a ring at an antique shop. You don't know the history behind it. Get all kinds of juju.
That's true. You know, I've never been engaged. I've never even been looking at rings before. Like, never.
And you've been in 5-year relationships.
I was in one that was 4 years. By the way, we never let you get. You, if you guys want to ask me anything, go ahead. You can do it now.
Right now,
everybody can
the time.
Ask one question.
What
yes.
was the thing we could ask you?
Anything about my dating.
Because oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listeners are just on my case, like, hey, what's the deal? And I got no deal, but I will answer it all truthfully. You get one question. Go, Amy.
Are you still talking to your ex-girlfriend?
I haven't seen her in weeks. A couple of times in the past couple weeks. My dog is really sick.
Yeah.
And she loves my dog. Now, I haven't seen her with my dog, but she went to see my dog. Because my dog might die in the next couple weeks. So because of that, yes. Because she spent a lot of time with my dog. So, and I don't feel like that's weird.
Yeah, I don't either. I just didn't know if it allows you to, for some reason, like if it is allows everybody to move on, you know?
What, my dog dying?
No, like if you still talk and communicate.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would think so, but that's why we've talked. She's been over, I haven't been at the house when
yeah,
she's been over the house.
Yeah, the dog thing, that's like huge.
She loves that dog.
Yeah.
So, that's why. Thank you for asking. Question answered. Lunchbox.
When's the last time you smooched a female?
Not in 6 months. Nothing.
No smooch?
Nothing.
Not even a smooch, dude?
Holding
nothing.
Hands?
Nothing.
You've got to be...
Holding hands is more intimate than smooching, Eddie.
Oh.
Well, better, I don't know about that, but...
Well,
so, but
sometimes yeah. you... Well...
Lunchbox, nothing. No smooching, no bumping uglies.
Wow. I got a question.
No holding hands.
But you already had a question.
I have a follow-up question.
No follow-ups. Eddie, go ahead.
Has anyone thrown game at you?
No.
Like, no random texts coming?
I take that. No.
Yeah, okay. What did you get?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What did you get?
I don't know.
I think I know. Some.
I don't even know because I'm so out of the game. I can't tell.
Oh, stop. You
it.
Would know if you got some texts coming at you. We're like, oh, this girl maybe wants to.
Yeah, like, has anybody sent you a picture?
Hold hands.
Hold hands.
No, nothing
smoochie
like
smooch.
That.
Oh.
No.
This is my question. Stop it with that.
I've told Amy about this.
Oh.
Because I was confused, too. But I don't.
Yeah, now tell us
the answer
about
is
this?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it someone we all know?
No. No.
You're so vague. This is.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out.
Why
if
ask
know
questions
that.
If you're going to be vague?
Well, it doesn't matter if yeah. you. It doesn't matter. I think that yeah. Sometimes Bobby doesn't like a girl could be like,
huh?
Hi, I would like to go on a date with you, and Bobby would be like, huh?
Do you think she wants to date me, guys? I mean, that's really what I don't. Because I went to Amy and said, hey, is this flirting or no?
She says, yeah, I really like you and I want to date you.
She like goes, yeah. she even like hashtag, I'm flirting. Bobby's
flirt,
still
flirt,
like,
hashtag
I
flirt.
Don't get it.
I was like, Amy, I don't know, I can't tell her. No, but
winky face.
I would have said no to that, but Amy would have said probably yes.
Uh-huh.
So you're getting
one, no,
requests.
Just one time.
Okay. It wasn't a request,
it was
Eddie.
Literally one time.
One show of interest.
But I haven't, it hasn't been in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
All right.
So thank you for your question, but there's nothing going on.
Do you want to accept one more from Lunchbox?
Yeah, go ahead, Lunchbox. Question about my dating life, go ahead.
Does your, like,
your tongue ever get mad at you because it gets no action?
What? That's your question?
I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time
on this question.
Where my body... Like, I have a physically fit body right now. Eventually, I'm going to get old. It's not going to work anymore.
I see what you're saying.
Wait.
He's got goods right now.
Even with kids.
And they're at prime.
Yeah,
peak.
I feel like I'm prime and I'm not spreading the seed at all. Like, I've done... Well, Amy.
So you want to have a baby?
I'm not against it, but only if I find the right person.
Come on. Ladies, he's talking to you.
What if you just get a surrogate?
What if I... No, I don't want that. I want someone to...
Oh, trust
okay,
me.
Okay, what
I,
if
I
you get someone that you can just co-parent with, but you don't have to date?
No, I don't want... I think I still have hope.
You want to meet the right person.
I still have hope that there's somebody out there. I know I'm 37. I'm single. I've never been married. I have no kids. Like, probably it should have happened for me already, but it hasn't.
Well, you've had some pretty lovable females.
The common denominator is my messed up head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've never told them that you loved them, so that's kind of a big part that needs to kind of
But for
happen.
Some reason, some of them just still stick around.
I know. He's good.
I'm a good guy.
You are.
Yeah, you are. Like, that's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's I'm tough to be in a relationship with because I'm not as vulnerable.
You've dated some patient women?
Yeah.
Oh, I dated some awesome
women. You don't even have to date them to know that. All of us. We don't.
You know what? I'm sorry.
You said I'm hard to be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
On any level.
Even friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're turning into a whole different game.
Oh, God, it's getting deep.
Hey, great question, Nobi.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm good. Saying.
You got, dude, anyway, positive, you got time. You have time.
You do. What's his name? Just had a baby and he's like 80.
Oh, what's his name?
You do know who I'm talking about.
Mick Jagger?
Really, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Your husband's taking the kids to the movies a lot. Is that their thing?
Yeah, it's called Daddy Day.
So he just goes and hangs?
He loves Daddy Day. They go get pizza, then they go to the movies, and then they come home, which is a great... He calls it Daddy Day so that Mommy can have a day. I don't know why we say Daddy and Mommy in front of the kids, but just welcome to being a parent.
Do you call him Daddy now in front of the kids?
I say Dad. Daddy Day just flows. But really, we're Mom and Dad, and we do that. I'll say, if the kids are in the room and I need to ask him to do something, instead of using his name, I say Dad.
Yeah, but again, that makes sense.
I know. I know, but it is a weird, interesting shift that you just start to change your language a little bit. I mean, to even to each other. And I know other parents do this too, but I'll say, do you have to go pee-pee?
To Dad?
Dad. Okay, hold on. Dad has to go pee-pee.
So Amy has a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. And so he's taken them to the movies.
Yeah, so he's gone twice in 2 weeks. Two Daddy Days. And they're great. So first of all, Daddy Day is also Secret Day for Mommy Day because they've allowed certain snacks and like popcorn. And he's taught them to not tell me about it.
Oh.
But my son can't resist.
So wait, well, how do you find this out?
So I said, did y'all love the movie? Yeah. What'd y'all do? Did y'all get popcorn? Because that makes sense to me. And my son goes, no. And then my daughter goes, no. And then I said, whoa, you didn't get popcorn? And my son goes, yes. And then my daughter runs downstairs. Dad, Stevenson just told Dad that we got popcorn. And so then I'm outed. And he's like, that was a bonding moment with me and them, you know?
Oh,
like,
to keep secrets from mom.
Yeah. Wow. Like a bond. Like, yeah. Don't tell mom, but Daddy's giving you popcorn. So there's that. And then he confesses to me that both times in the movies, he's just straight up taking a nap. He can't tell me anything about the movie. He doesn't even know what happened. And the first one was Paddington 2. And the second one was Peter Rabbit or whatever it is. And he slept. He's like, Daddy Day's amazing. Daddy gets a 2-hour nap. And the movie theater has some new chairs that just straight up recline like a recliner.
Is he not worried about the kids just running off?
No, they love the movie. And then they have their popcorn.
Their secret popcorn.
Yeah. Don't tell mama I got you popcorn. And he reclines in that recliner. I don't think if the chairs were as comfortable, he'd be into this, but the theater bias just added those into and it has to be that specific theater. So I think he looks ahead and you can reserve seats. And
he finds the best napping chairs.
He's like,
movie.
Okay, this one looks money, so I'm going to get that one. So now I know what's up. When Daddy Day comes up, clearly somebody needs a nap. Bobby Bones, y'all.
Hannah in Tennessee. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm on the way to work. I work at an elementary school, and it's like my third day back from maternity leave. I just had to leave my 3-month-old little baby girl, and I turn on the radio in the car, and you guys just make it so much easier to drive to work and leave her. And I'm so excited that Amy got her kids over here. That wasn't happening when I left in November. So I turn on the radio, and that's one of the first things I hear. And I was like, hey, Amy, I'm so happy for you.
So when you went on maternity leave, Amy did not have her kids. You came back. She's had her kids now for a couple of months.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Makes me so happy. And I'm like, you know, I have to leave my baby. Well, I'm like, at least Amy has hers. You know, I know that was a hard, she went through a lot getting them over there. And
yeah, 5 years in that adoption process. Hannah, I have a couple questions for you. One, is it full of flu right now, your school?
Yeah, we're still kind of right in the middle of it. Attendance is up and down. I have a couple kids out right now, so.
Are you worried about that at all for you?
Yes, I mean, I keep Germex on me all day, and they come give me a hug, and I'm like, oh, baby, I love you. Okay, you want me to Germex my hands? Like, don't want to take that home to my baby.
What's it been like having a new baby?
Oh, it's indescribable. I mean, you know, I'm tired all the time, obviously. It's, you know, everybody knows the sleep deprivation is rough, but I see her little smile, her little toothless gummy smile, and it's just, it's all worth it. It's a love you cannot describe. It's amazing.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm glad you're back at it. If for no other reason, then we can hang out with you every morning.
Yeah, y'all make my drive just so much better, and I really appreciate, you know, y'all just bringing a little laugh into my morning. So, and I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a good day at school.
You too.
All right, bye. There's Hannah in Tennessee. Appreciate you. How about that? Nice call.
Bobby Bones.
Ooh. Yesterday, we're talking about that new movie, Christopher Robin, which is Winnie the Pooh's friend. You know who he is, right? The kid?
Yeah.
But now Christopher Robin's an adult man, and he's having a mental breakdown, and he's like, I don't know. And Pooh shows up.
What to do, what to do, what to do. What to do indeed. Pooh? Christopher Robin.
I've cracked.
Oh, I don't see any cracks. A few wrinkles, maybe.
So our punk rock producer, Mike D, was like, it made me cry almost. Eddie watched it yesterday. Yeah, what'd you think about it?
I have a 10-year-old, so I'm forced to watch a bunch of these cartoon movies. This isn't a cartoon, and I try to be tough about it, but I started getting chills when Pooh showed up. Yeah. I got chills in my body. It was so weird.
I'm glad it's not a cartoon infused into human.
Yeah, it's like Paddington Bear or those kind of animation. But Pooh does look a little fake to me.
Well, that's because he's not real, Eddie.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
What do you want them to use? Hey, we were talking about things that make you feel oddly emotional, and that was one. Rebecca in Ohio, good morning.
Morning.
What about this has happened to you where you're just like, chilling, boom, emotional?
I teach kindergarten, and I had a student raise her hand and read a word, and she's never been able to read a word before, and I lost it in front of all of my kids.
I bet that's awesome, though, because you've watched someone try and then develop and then succeed.
Oh, yeah. And for this student, it was like, oh, my goodness, where did that come from kind of moment.
That's cool. That's really cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. Let's go over to Nadine in Maryland. Hey, Nadine.
Hey, Bobby.
What happens where you shouldn't get emotional, but you do oddly?
I cry when artists win award shows, especially when they all sing together for a tragedy that's happened in our country.
Now, do you cry if someone wins Best New Artist for no reason?
Yeah, it just kind of makes me tear up when they, like, have worked their whole lives to do it.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Hey, Randall.
Yeah.
You're in Oklahoma. What you think about this?
My thing is that song by Scotty McCurry, Five More Minutes. That'll definitely pull on the old filler string.
Which part of it gets you? Because there's something in that song. It's maybe the football, the grandpa. What is it?
It's mainly the grandpa. Yeah. I just lost a grandma here a couple of years ago, and it was kind of a big thing for me.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that story with us, bud.
I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you. See, that's what guys do. They get vulnerable, and they have to yell at each other real quick to cancel it out. Amy, yesterday you didn't bring one of these up. What do you think?
Well, I do have one. It's something my son was singing, and it was just so cute. Somebody gave my kids ukuleles, and he doesn't know really how to play it, but he was strumming it, and I've never heard him, and they've been home for over 2 months. and I've never sang this song to him. But all of a sudden, he's strumming it, and he goes, "Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout." And I was like, "What? Oh my! It was the cutest thing ever."
Why did that resonate? Because it's English.
It's English. Like, that's a song from my childhood. I was thinking, it's just cute to see him like bring that out of nowhere. And I just pictured maybe back at the orphanage, someone must have sang that to him. I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Tracy Morgan has a new TV show coming out on TBS, and he's the star of it. And it
OG? Gave,
yeah, the last OG or something like that. And I thought Tracy Morgan was never going to act again. And so it was kind of cool. Just like, it gave me chills. Like, okay, he's making a little comeback. He's getting better.
Look at everybody getting oddly emotional. Wow. I talked about yesterday how I sent a text to a friend who wrote a section of my new book. I have 8 or 9 people that wrote a paragraph or so. And I was like, man, thank you for being my friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. And then I realized it was a Golden Girls song. Yeah. And I just said, I just appreciate you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you heard about extreme ironing?
No.
Okay.
But it makes me smile.
If this doesn't get into the Summer Olympics, I'm going to be super disappointed. But contestants, they iron clothes everywhere from on top of mountaintops to lakes and even while being pulled behind ski boats.
That's funny. So they're taking pictures, obviously, of them ironing in weird places.
So no, cool. No. It's a competition. They iron and then afterwards their ironing is evaluated on how well they...
Oh, it's really a competition? I thought it was like the plank. You're planking.
This is... I was reading this whole article about the weirdest sports that exist. And extreme ironing is a thing.
And funny.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, my mom would dominate.
Yeah, have you heard of giant pumpkin kayaking?
No, I haven't. What's that one?
You paddle a giant hollowed out pumpkin across a river.
You get in it?
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds like you're trapping yourself in for a drowning. Like, yes. All right, here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's
not
coming
up. Oh no.
These are the Olympics I'd watch.
We lost another one, Jim. Guys,
we've had 3 people try it and all 3 did not come back. All right, back to you, Craig, upstairs. Amy.
Is anybody in here like a food Instagrammer? Like, do you Instagram a lot of your food?
No, I used to a bit, but I found that I would start to eat it before I'd remember, and I don't like to put up foods half eaten. I don't even like to be in pictures where there's food that's half eaten. We either need to take a picture before dinner or after the plates are cleaned out, because I don't want to see half-eaten food. So my answer is no.
Okay, so I follow a lot of people that do post this stuff, and sometimes I'm like, whoa, how are they eating all of that? Because, of course, they want to make it look beautiful, and turns out that Instagramming your food could make you eat more because you do want it to look pretty, so you add, like, say you do, like, this bowl of oatmeal. Well, you want it to look pretty with chunks of dark chocolate and frozen fruit and granola and peanut butter drizzled on top, all for the picture, but then you're like, oh, this is good, and you end up eating it all. So be aware of that. And then also, babies who look like their dads are healthier. Hmm. Anybody who in here looks most like their dad?
Probably me. And I don't, you know, like I said, I don't.
Really?
I don't know my dad.
I just.
But yeah,
realized that.
I've seen pictures.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just like him. Exactly like him.
Wow.
Yeah. So probably, I mean, Eddie looks just like his dad.
I look like my dad.
Lunchbox
for sure.
Too. We all. Yeah, there's a reason.
So we're all healthy.
There's a whole common genetic thing.
I look exactly like my mom.
What I've learned is you should never tell a baby. You should never tell the mom the baby looks like the dad. Because I did.
Why not?
Well, this is a joke I've been tinkering with.
Oh, tell us.
Well, it's not. I'm not gonna tell. The joke won't work here because it's a different environment. But you should. I went to my buddy's house and I said, "Hey, him and his wife are there." I said, "Man," I said, "Ricky, that baby looks just like you." And it's a girl. It's a baby girl. And the wife's like, huh? I said, no, it looks just like you. Wow, it's crazy. She looks like her dad so much. And the mom, I said, no, she looks like a man. I mean, and so,
I get what you're saying.
It's a girl.
It's a baby girl. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Man. So I found you shouldn't say it more than once. So
and you said it like 5 times.
Oh, I kept saying
it. Seriously.
I was like, even like the hairline. She looks just like him. So, yeah.
Well, that's good news for him.
Yeah. What? She looks like him? Yeah, for sure. She's his? Yeah. Yeah, congratulations.
What, Eddie, what do you call that?
Faux show. It's a faux show parent right there.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's your pile.
There it is. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Here's what I have for you. I give you a fictional city from a TV show. You tell me what show is there.
Oh, cool.
Don't miss it, though. So, for example, here is just a free one. Anybody can answer it. Pawnee. What show?
Oh, that's Parks and Rec.
Right. You would have got a point if that had been real. No points. Okay, here we go. It's the city they live in at Parks and Rec. Amy, you're up first. Mayberry. What show is in Mayberry?
I know. Andy Griffin.
Oh, no. Say it again.
What?
What's the name of the show?
Andy Griffith.
I did ask again. I'll accept that. Man. I'll accept
so what is it?
It's Andy Griffith. Andy
with
Griffith. TH. Oh, yeah. TH, so not in. And that does sound people.
Hey, good enough. Job.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Hawkins, Indiana.
Hawkins, Indiana. Hawkins, Indiana. The only one I can think of is the middle.
The middle, he says. No. Stranger Things.
Oh, yes. Hawkins Sheriff.
How about Eddie? Dillon, Texas.
Oh, Friday Night Lights.
Correct. Woo! Amy, Bedrock.
Oh, the Flintstones.
Correct. Lunchbox, Bayside.
Oh, that's Saved by the Bell.
Correct. Eddie, Quahog.
What?
Oh, come on.
Quahog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Harry Potter.
Oh,
the TV
no.
series.
Lunchbox, what do you think?
Family Guy.
Family Guy, yes. Do we have any score, or have we just been running wild?
Well, I got one wrong.
Amy's undefeated.
And what about you?
Yeah.
Throw clear in there.
Sorry.
Amy, let's see. You win, Amy. How about Gotham?
Hit it out of the park, Amy.
Well, there's a show called Gotham.
What's the city?
Batman.
Batman, there you go. How about Springfield?
Hit it out of the park, Amy.
It's the cartoon people. Is it The Simpsons?
Wow. And for the win. For the win-win.
Win-win, yeah.
King's Landing.
King's Landing! Okay. It's not King of Queens.
King's Landing.
It's the other cartoon people, right? King's Landing.
5 seconds. What TV show is in King's Landing? Answer?
I don't know.
It is Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. Well, anyway, Amy's our winner.
There it is. Amy's all right, Amy.
Thanks.
One minus.
That last one, I was all over the place. In my head, I was like, Golden Girls, flow. Like, nothing was going to work.
Congratulations on your win. What are you going to do with your prize?
What is my prize?
No, nothing. Yay. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks to Eric Pasley for coming by today. I got a couple dance parties in. Monday, big announcement. 8/7 Central.
Okay, yeah.
The big announcement. It's going to shake how the show. I mean, it's just going to shake the show.
Shake
the sugar tree. Yeah. So that's all. We'll leave it there. Weekend plans, Amy?
Family time. Scheduled my daughter to have her new braids put in. You know that takes about 8 hours.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, me neither. I hope I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I know we want to get in family time, but she's going to be sitting in a chair for 8 hours.
Do you give her a tablet?
Yeah, movies. She only had it done once before. Yeah. So, she'll stay entertained, I'm sure.
Lunchbox?
I'll do something awesome. I have no idea what, but I got no plans, really. Probably catch up on sleep.
You and the wife have nothing going on?
No, unless the wife has something on the docket that I don't know about, which she probably does.
Is that how the weekend usually goes?
Yes.
She comes to you and says,
I want to go to the flea market, or I have plans to go here with these people from work. Okay, I guess I'll come with you.
Do you like our friends from work?
They're nice. Some of them.
He hits with a double. They're nice, and only some of them. Yeah. All right. I'm going to spend this weekend. Since I go out on the road next weekend, like my comedy tour starts, I just got to go through notes. I have so many things written.
Oh, funny notes?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Some are. You never know till you get it out in front of people. So I just got to kind of pick and start organizing.
Swing by. My daughter's going to be getting your hair done for 8 hours. Test out all your material on her. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Remember, Monday, 8/7 Central. Big announcement. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.